The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
On March 18, 2022, the Clay County Bulldogs walked off the court of the Murphy Center after being eliminated in the state semifinals. The practices, camps, and games of the past 11 months that have passed since that time served one simple purpose, a dress rehearsal for tonight. As the District 7A tournament gets underway for head coach Rob Edwards and the 22-3 Bulldogs, they, along with Bulldog Nation, have their sights set on getting back to the glass house. However, three rounds of elimination basketball must be played before that point. And here tonight, no one's season will end. But all-important seeding and a chance at conference gold is at stake as Andrew Mullenix brings his 4-21 Red Dogs into action, looking to upset their K-9 counterparts. This is the Battle of the Bulldogs, District 7A semifinal style.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame panel sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee builds your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square. Have you gone country lately?
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Clay County Farm Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
and TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we will preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show and our first broadcast of the Bulldogs postseason. For the second night in a row, we followed Clay County downriver to Jackson County High School. Tonight, the boys get their turn at semifinal action. I'm Thomas Weaver, and it's district tournament time, and I'm excited to be here. But for the second night in a row, I'm a little lost, just to be honest with you, because the man who's been by my side since we started the Horizon Sports Network is not right here beside me as he enjoys the weekend off. And I'm also without former head coach Thomas Watson, who's at the Tech game tonight following legendary Bulldog Grant Strong. But by my side, we've got Doug Strong back with us. Good to have you, Doug.
Good to be here with you guys.
And also my little brother, who bleeds black and gold just like we all do, even though doesn't live in Clay County anymore, John, but you still follow the Bulldogs and you got some big shoes to fill tonight, unfortunately.
Yeah, Daniel wears probably 14, 15.
Yeah.
Pretty big shoes. But no, I'm not going to try to be him, obviously, but I'm going to do my best to bring the action to the listeners.
I appreciate you being here and taking on that big challenge. And it's not bad to sit alongside family.
Well, that too.
And despite this being a number one versus number four matchup, this is going to be another dandy, as Daniel likes to call them. You know, the first two have been close, Doug, and I expect nothing less here tonight.
Oh, I do too. Red Boiling, actually, I think matches us as good as anybody in the district. They got two bigs to match our bigs. Their guards shoot the ball well, so I think it'll be a real good matchup in game.
But, of course, we wouldn't be here without our sponsors to bring action to Bulldog Nations. And we say it every broadcast, and we'll say it again tonight. They make it all happen, and we can't thank them enough. We also want to remind folks the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks will pick up a copy of that next week for all the coverage of the District 7A tournament. Up next, as we do in each broadcast here on the CarQuest pregame show, we'll talk about the Dogs' most recent games. So stay with us for much more.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. We're going to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Del Hollow Horizon recap segment. The story this week talked about all three contests the Dogs had last week, but since we covered the first two already on the broadcast, we'll just run down the 69-50 Clay County win up at Clark Range. The hot shooting Buffaloes made it interesting early as they buried six threes in the first half to keep pace with the Dogs, but Clay County came out after leading by 32 to 30 to break. They came out in the third quarter and gained control as they outscored Clark Range 13-4 in the period before cruising
to the 19-point win. Nate Adams had 12, Keaton Arms 10 to lead the way for Clay County. Alec Kerr 9, John Hamilton 8, Jimmy Burchett 7, Bryce Bailey 7, Lance Burchett 5, Wyatt Browning 3, Weston Burble 3, Kyler Westmoreland 3, and Warner Melton had 2 in that one. The Clay County finished 8-0 with that defeat of the Buffaloes in the district. Folks, we'll be right back with much more of the CarQuest pregame show after these words from our sponsors.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for the Budget Pest Control Boys District 7A Tournament Update. Final district standings, Clark Range finished 5th at 1-7. Red Bull Springs 4th at 2-6. Piggott County 3rd, 3-5. Gordonsville 2nd. At 6-2, and Clay County, the number one seed, fixing to play in front of us tonight. They finish at 8-0. Already saw one boys contest, which determined the Bulldogs' opponent here tonight. And that was that play-in game. Clark Range lost to Red Bowling Springs 61-58. Doug, I wasn't here for that one, but a close contest.
Yeah, that's kind of what they had all year with those. So they split regular season, so everybody expected a good game, and it was a good game.
Of course, Red Bowling Springs advancing here to play Clay County in the one number four and versus four game in the semifinals tonight. The second semifinal will come down to Piggott County, the 3 seed, and Gordonsville, the 2 seed. Also very similar. I think Gordonsville stretched the last game out a little bit at the end, but they've had some battles too, Doug.
Yeah. Well, this district is pretty competitive. When they meet the district, you can just throw records and all that out. They just go at it. I think Gordonsville stretched that one, went about 16 the last time. That first one was really close, so it'll be a good one.
So that Piggott County-Gordonsville game will determine the winners of these two semifinals. Of course, play in the championship at 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday night back here at Jackson County High School. The losers of tonight's games will play at 6 p.m. in the consolation game. Folks, that's been the District 7A Tournament Update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. We kill more bugs than car windshields. We'll head right into the full coverage final word. Our last thought before tip-off, brought to you by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. Doug, let's make sure we cover it all like their agency does. We've seen Clay County win both of these contests this year. First one, pretty close at times. We stretched it out in the end. The second one, a really close ball game. What do you expect tonight?
Well, Coach Edwards always put the wrinkle in for tournament that's a little different, but I mean, our bread and butter is still our defense. I think we're going to get up in them, make them do things they don't like or try to anyway, and pace, get up down the floor and see what they do with us.
And we're probably going to see a matchup of the top two players in this league, newly crowned MVP Keaton Arms and first-team All-District Colton Copas going at it, aren't we?
Oh, definitely. Those two, you don't get matchups like that much. And like I said, that'll be very interesting to see those two go at each other.
John, I know not sure you listen to us pretty often on these games. This is also a neighboring county rivalry. We saw it kind of get heated last night in the girls' game between Red Bull Springs and Clay County. I expect nothing less than this one. The crowds are really going to get into it. They're starting to file in here, too. Nothing like that rivalry.
Yeah, you know, year in and year out, this district, this area is always competitive, and the fans come out, support their teams. It's always a great atmosphere, just like we're seeing build up here for this game. And I expect nothing less, you know, for this district battle here.
Doug, you may know this team better than anyone. You follow Coach Edwards. You've sat alongside him on the bench. What's the one key tonight for Clay County to advance to the District 7A championship?
Don't change what you do. Make them do something different against you. You know, do what you're always doing on the floor. Make them make the adjustments. And I think that'll be key.
Folks, this has been the Full Coverage Final Word, brought to you by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Solana today, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We're getting ready for the national anthem here at Jackson County High School. Coach Kevin King, the PA announcer, is getting us started here. We'll be back after that for Red Bowling Springs and Clay County.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Now we'll wrap up the CarQuest pregame show with the State Farm boys starting lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Red Bowling Springs, their head coach Andrew Mullinix, third season at the helm of the Red Dogs. He's an 11-70 overall. Red Bowling Springs has a 4-21 record coming into this one tonight. 2-6 in District 7A play. We see, starting for them, all juniors. Number 0, Riley Thompson. Number 1, Chris Hackney. Number 4, Joseph Birdwell. Number 5, Colton Copas. And number 10, Aubrey Lake. The Clay County Bulldogs, head coach Rob Edwards, he's in his 23rd season. He's 524-201 overall. The Dogs are 22-3, 8-0 in District 7 play. They won 13 straight coming into this one. Starting for them, a senior, number 3, Jimmy Burchett. A senior, number 13, Keaton Arms. Another senior, number 15, Bryce Bailey. Another senior, number 44, Alec Kerr. And also a senior, double 0, John Hamilton. The teams met back on January the 3rd in Red Bowling Springs, with Clay County winning 66-53. And on January the 20th in Salina, with Clay County also winning 49-43. Clay County has won 13 straight against Red Bowling Springs going back to 2018. Coach Edwards has met Red Bowling 53 times in his career, and he's 40-13 overall. 4-2, though, at neutral sites against Red Bullock Springs, John. So we expect a pretty tough matchup here as Clay County and Red Bullock get ready to get it on.
We're excited to bring the action to our listeners, Thomas. John Hamilton's getting ready to tip it up with first team All-District Colton Copas. Red Bullock Springs is wearing red. Clay County in white. They'll be traveling to our left. Clay County shooting to our left back. Hamilton tips it back to Jimmy Burchett. Burchett will take the ball, and they'll have the possession first. He hands off to Bryce Bailey, passes it back to Jimmy on the left wing, gets it down low to Bailey. He's got his man deep in the post, and he scores.
Great
Clay
job.
County goes ahead.
He had him out, man. Not bigger than him.
Welcome
good
in, Coach.
Job. And we've changed mics over here. Coach Watson did make it after all.
Yeah.
Good to have you, Coach.
Yeah. Great to be here.
Hands off to Birdwell. Back to Copas. He drives in to the elbow, passes out. Hackney.
Good rebound. Good rebound,
no
by John.
Good. Rebound by Arms. Gets it ahead to Burchett, who takes it up court. Back to Arms. Back to the top of the key. Kerr takes the ball. Dribbles. Hands off to Jimmy Burchett. He'll come back to the middle and set it up.
I think you're going to see that same mismatch. The taller Bailey against the shorter Riley Thompson going to the post again.
He does. The Red Bull defender knocks the ball out of bounds. Yeah.
We don't need to get in too big a hurry and try to force it in too quick. You want to let him establish position and ready to catch the ball.
Jimmy Burchett will inbound the ball from the baseline. Arms posts up, but he's not available. Out top to Kerr, who dribbles to the elbow, hands to Bailey. Over to Burchett, who will come back to the middle, kind of set up again. Burchett drives, kicks to Kerr, drives to the elbow. He's ball knocked away by Copas, but gathered back by Arms, who passes over to Burchett, dribbles to the middle, shot up, no good. Looks like it was about knocked out of bounds by Red Bowling, but they threw it in off of Hamilton.
Yeah, got it in.
It'll be Red Bowling basketball.
Yeah, nice play by Joseph Bertel right there with the save, throwing it off of Hamilton, getting possession back from his team. Kind of a what we expected, pretty tight start to this one, John.
6:35 here in the first quarter, 2-0 Clay County. Hackney brings the ball up, passes left to Copas, who drives to the lane. No good. Rebound Bailey, brings it up court.
Getting out in a hurry.
Up the right wing with Bailey, across to the top of the key to Burchett. He passes over to Kerr. That's Hamilton trying to post up. He passes to Arms. Arms over to Bailey, to Burchett. Kind of reset this offense. Kerr out top. Passes to the left wing to Bailey. Hamilton trying to post up now. Arms at the high post. The swing over to Kerr at the right. Back to Bailey toward the middle. Kerr gets it back from him. Drives to the elbow. Nothing there. Back over to Bailey. He'll come back to the top of the key and set it up again, Thomas.
Yeah, Clay County being patient here to start. Not going to take a bad shot. Good job by the Bulldogs. This is five seniors on this team. They're not in a hurry, John.
Burchett came back, got some instructions from Edwards, the coach. Then they went back, pass into Arms in the middle. He's fouled, shot up, no good, but he'll go to the line for two, Thomas, here with 5:30 left and still at 2-0.
Yeah, great job by Arms getting position there on Copas, and his strength is just superior into Coach Watson.
Yes, I mean, he's just so much stronger than, I know this kid's a good-sized kid, but I don't think he has the strength that
the first and two for Arms is no good. Sorry, Coach. Might have interrupted your thought.
Oh, no.
Arms' second shot is good. So we're at 3-0 now with 5:30 left in the first quarter. Red Bull and Springs brings the ball up with Copas. Pass across to Hackney. Hackney backs it up and over to the right wing to Birdwell.
Good
Link
battle.
Trying to post up, but Hamilton, yeah.
Good battle between Hamilton and Link down there. We saw that in the last contest, too. Similar-sized guys.
Birdwell gets it in the post to Copas. Arms guarding him there, but forces him kind of back out to the arc. Pass around to the left wing to Hackney. Back to Birdwell at the top of the key. Over to Copas on the left wing. He shoots a long three-pointer. It's no good. Rebounded by Burchett. Brings it behind his back and pushes it up court. Off to Kerr on the left wing. Makes a dribble move. Gets it to Hamilton on the baseline. Then it's out around the top of the key from Burchett to Arms, who drives in.
And
he's
scores.
Got two. Keaton Arms' bucket for Clay County.
Got that nice little inside step and laid it up.
It was a nice move. It makes 5-0 Clay County. 4:35 left here in the first quarter. Red Bull and Springs back in their end of the court with the ball. Hackney over to Kofus. Over to Birdwell and back to Kofus. Dribbles. About has it taken away, but he gets it back to Hackney at the top of the key. Set up this offense again.
Yeah, just great defense by Clay County to start. And, again, you got to have your eye on this matchup between the MVP Arms and Colton Kofus. Arms getting the better of it right now.
Kofus gets it on the right wing. Shoots another long three-pointer.
And he's got that one.
Red Bowling gets on the board with that three-pointer. Colton Kofus, the first-team All-District. No surprise there.
So excellent player.
Clay County brings it back up with Burchett. Hamilton makes a screen for him at the elbow. And then he passes cross-court to Arms, who makes the baseline jumper. About 12-foot jumper. Arms is good. Colton Kofus pushes the ball back up court for Red Bowling. Over to Hackney on the left wing. Kofus at the top of the key drives. Hamilton cut him off there. Birdwell's going to make a move into the basket. It's blocked and then knocked out of bounds by Red Bowling. It's going to be Clay County basketball.
Another great defensive possession there by Clay County, John, and Hamilton with the rejection.
So Clay County brings the ball up court with 3:18 left here in the first quarter. Burchett sets up the offense, passes to Bailey on the left wing, back across to the middle to Arms and makes a move up to the goal again.
Got that inside step again.
Two more for Keaton Arms. The big post player is not having any interference with the goal.
When he gets that inside step, he's gone.
He is, and he's just so crafty about getting position, isn't he, Coach Watson?
Yes.
Arms takes it away from Kofus at the top of the key. He tried to make a dribble move, but that was Arms. Good hands. Clay County's going to bring it back up the court. Alec Kerr sets up the offense, hands to Bailey, back over to Burchett. Burchett to Arms at the left wing. Bailey's got it at the top of the key. Offense kind of reset. Good patience here from Clay County.
Yeah, you see Coach Evers going to a little different set here, going to spread it out for Burchett to go ISO one-on-one.
Burchett makes a move. Bailey makes a baseline cut. Gets cut off, and Arms will take a three-pointer from the left corner. No good, but he gets
and
his own rebound.
Follow-up.
Puts it up for two more. Keaton Arms is hot here in the first quarter. There's 2 minutes and 11 seconds left. It's 11-3, Clay County.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Jackson County High School. Clay County's up 11-3. 2 minutes left here in the first quarter. District 7A MVP, Keaton Arns, proving why. 9 first quarter points, John.
Yeah, they're relying on him to score, and it's happening. The big man, Aubrey Lynch,
nice
takes a shot from the elbow, makes it. Makes it 11-5 here. Clay County's got the lead. Bailey brings it up, passes the left wing to Kerr, back to Bailey at the baseline. He takes
that mismatch again. He took their time and got in the ball.
That's right. Bailey takes advantage of the mismatch, makes another 2 points for Clay. It's 13-5, 1:34 left here in the first quarter. Riley Thompson made a move to the middle of the court. He's going to be fouled right there by Bryce Bailey.
Yeah, he and Bailey have been battling. Despite the size difference, we've seen those guys tussling back and forth. Riley Thompson and Bryce Bailey both, no seniors on the Red Bulls squad. So Thompson, a junior, the senior Bailey, kind of getting a little picky between the two at this time. And we've got a timeout in play here.
Couple subs into the game now. We see
Nate Adams and Lance Burchett will come on the floor for Clay County. As you see, Jimmy Burchett and Alec Kerr getting a break here, John.
Thanks, Tom. So I was trying to hear what the ref was saying for the delay there. Did you catch any of that, Coach?
I think maybe he messed up when he pointed his head.
Ball's in play now. 1:25 left in the first quarter. Red Bull and Springs with the basketball. Set a couple of screens at the top of the key. Colton Kopas makes a move to the middle and then hands it back to Hagney to take
nice
the three-pointer.
Rebound by
no
Bailey.
Good. Rebounded by Bryce Bailey. Bailey gives out to Adams, who makes the pass down to Hamilton. Bailey makes the move, hands off to Arms. Arms to Lance Burchett. Burchett gives to Nate Adams. He's going to get a screen from Hamilton, make a move to the middle, pass off to Hamilton. Hamilton out to Arms at the baseline. Jumper's no good.
Short.
Rebounded by Red Bull and Springs.
That one just a little short there by Arms. First miss we've seen from him. Maybe not first miss, but first shot that's been off a little bit, John.
We're used to seeing him score.
That's right.
Red Bullen brings it out top. Burchett's guarding Hackney, making some dribble moves over to Birdwell and back over to Kopas. Makes a move. Kind of an errant pass there. Trying
not,
to hit
not
link
a
under the goal.
Not
yeah.
a good pass.
So it's going to be out of bounds. Clay County will have the basketball.
I think you got to attribute that to the defensive arms. Kopas finally getting the step on him there. Instead of shooting the ball, he's looking to pass it, though, John. I think Arms kind of in the head of Kopas at this point. He's outscored him 9-3 so far, too.
You know, 10 seconds left here in the first quarter. Time taken down.
And
Nate Adams.
I've noticed for years you can't score on a bad pass, but you can't score on a bad shot.
Adams off the Arms from the elbow. It's no good.
End of
rebound
the
by John Hamilton, but the putback was no good. End of the first quarter. Clay County leads 13-5.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to Jackson County High School for the District 7A boys semifinals, where Clay County leads Red Bull and Springs 13-5 with 8 minutes left here in the first half. Here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. It won't take long. Bryce Bailey has 4. Keaton Arms has the other 9 for Clay County. Great start for the District 7A MVP, and he's got his team up by 8 already. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place, where if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store. John?
Thanks, CW. Starting the second quarter here, 13-5. Clay County's got the lead. Red Bolin's got the basketball. Inbound to Thompson. He'll bring it up court, into the front court. Pass over the right wing to Hackney, trying to get the ball down low to Link. He does, but he converged on there, and it's poked away. Clay County gets the turnover.
Yeah, you see Browning in for Hamilton with the defense against Aubrey Link there. Good job by the junior.
Jimmy Burchett makes the move to the goal, kicks it out to Bryce Bailey. The three-pointer's no good. Rebounded by Red Bull and Springs. They push it back up court. Hackney hands to Birdwell. Drives to the goal. Poked away there by Alec Kerr. Over to Bailey.
This defense of Clay County, 5 points only allowed in the first quarter, John. 2 turnovers on the first 2 Red Bull in possessions of the second stanza.
Jimmy Burchett gets instructions from Edwards. Passes over to Kerr to the left wing. Arms at the top of the key over to Burchett on the right wing. Bailey trying to post up, but not available.
Three-pointer by Jimmy Burchett.
It's good. Jimmy Burchett for 3 there. Makes it 15-5.
It's a two-point.
Must have his foot on the line. So Red Bull Springs has the ball back up court. Thompson makes a move to the goal. Passes over to Link.
Nice pass.
Link is good for 2 from the right post. And makes it 15-7. Clay County still the lead here in the second quarter, 6:25. Jimmy Burchett sets up the offense, passes the right wing to Kerr. Kerr to the top of the key to Browning. Browning takes his shot. It's good.
Good bounce right in there.
Nice shooter's touch.
He does have a nice touch. He can do it with his back to the basket, and he can shoot it from mid-range just like Arms can.
Clay County leads by 10. Arms pokes it away from Topas again. Perry brings it up court, drives in, no good on the layup. Browning with the rebound, no good on his putback. He gets another rebound, puts it up, and gets fouled.
Good hustle.
So we see Wyatt Browning there doing lots of good work under the goal.
Yeah, Browning coming off the bench and playing some big minutes, isn't he, Coach Watson?
Yes, he does. And he looks like he's come out here with a little fire in his game tonight.
Browning's free throw.
Wanting to make a statement.
First free throw's no good. Nate Adams checks back in for Bryce Bailey. On the court now for Clay County, Alec Kerr, Jimmy Burchett, Nate Adams, Wyatt Browning, and the district MVP, Keaton Arms. The second free throw is good, so one of two for Browning. Who subbed in?
I might have
John
missed that
Hamilton.
One on purpose so I wouldn't have to come out.
Well, I don't know about that. Coach. John Hamilton comes in for Browning.
I would.
Oh, I see. Red Bowling brings the ball back up court. 5:44 left here in the second quarter. Setting up their offense to the right corner. Chris Hackney makes a
another
move.
Good
passes pass into Link. He misses the short
it.
Shot.
And then picked up a foul.
And then he goes
the
over the back.
Great. So many times.
Alec Kerr with a box out right there, guys. He doesn't care to get down there and get dirty, does he, Coach Watson?
We see Bryce Bailey come back in here to give a breather to Keaton Arms. What a start for Keaton Arms in this game.
Yeah, just a great start for the District 7A MVP. It's an 11-point lead for Clay County. I'm really impressed with the way they've come out here. Stepped it up a notch, the entire team has. And that's what you got to do in tournament time.
Alec Kerr took a three-pointer from the right wing. It was no good. Rebounded Red Bowling. They bring it back up to the other end. And Riley Thompson makes a three-pointer from the left wing. Coach Edwards wants a timeout. We got 5:11 left in the second quarter. It's 18-10 here in Jackson County High School.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invite you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Jackson County High School. It's the District 7A boys semifinals. Clay County leads Red Bull and Springs 18-10 to start this one. 5 minutes left here in the first half.
Clay County will take possession, bring it up court. Jimmy Burchett makes the move, drives into the goals. Shots up, no good. Knocked out of bounds by a Red Bowling player. I believe that was Colton Topas knocked it out. Him and John Hamilton battling for the rebound. Clay County will have the ball. Bailey will inbound to Hamilton under the goals. He's tied up. They're going to call a jump ball on that one.
Yeah, probably a pretty good call there. Could have got the reach in prior to the tie-up there, John, but there's been some battles down in the paint so far in this one, hadn't there, Coach Watson?
Yes, there has. And of course, John Lake made a mistake then when he brought it down. I mean, if he'd have kept it up like he'd been doing most of the time here lately, he could have scored.
Clay Dogs maintain possession. They're setting up their offense. Kerr's got it to left wing, hands to Lance Burchett. Looks back at Coach Edwards for a little bit of instruction, reset. Hamilton sets him a screen. He drives to the goal. What a move there, but
come
no good on the
short.
Left. Rebounded by Joseph Birdwell.
Yeah, just couldn't finish. Going to get a foul here. A cheap one on Jimmy Burchett. Well, you talk about the moves of the young sophomore Lance Burchett right there. Pretty much broke the angles of that Red Bull defender. Just couldn't quite finish at the rim, but he's fearless when he drives.
Keaton Arms checking back in for Burchett. Lance Burchett sits. Nate Adams also replaces Alec Kerr. Red Bull will have possession here with 4:28 in the second quarter. 18-10, Clay County leads. They've had the lead throughout. Birdwell passes to Hackney at the top of the key. Hands off to Link at the right elbow. He looks low. Nothing there. Passes it out to Thompson from the right wing. No good on his three-pointer. Rebound Burchett. Brings it back up court. Jimmy moves
No call.
Out of the goal, it's no good. Looks like he might have been fouled on that, Coach.
Yeah, maybe twice.
Colton Tobus brings it back up court. Arms has been bothering him this whole game, and he still is.
Total domination so far by Keaton Arms, the senior.
Makes a move on Arms that and scores in the middle of the paint there.
This is the second bucket of the night for Copas. And, you know, you can see he's got the length on Arms, John. He can get to the rim, but listen, Arms takes it right back
out. The battle continues. Arms misses a short shot, but it's offensive rebound gathered by Jimmy Burchett, who gets fouled.
And we just see all these individual battles. Both teams really going at it. This one's personal, I think, John, between these guys.
Arms kind of made a fake pass.
That's good. Nice play.
It took it up strong, made the basket, and got fouled. So Arms continues his offensive prowess. He'll go to the line trying to get the traditional three-point play.
With this fake the handoff and just pivoted to the basket and laid it up, basically. Good move.
Free throw was no good by Arms. Rebounded by Colton Copas. Brings it back up court. Hackney over to Copas. Copas to Thompson. Dribbles it back out to the top of the key. On around to Link. Link gives it to Copas. He's going to take another long three-pointer. No good. Knocked out of bounds by the Red Bull and defender. Thompson knocked it out, so Clay will have a possession here.
You know, and that's a shot you see Colton Copas make pretty often, John. That deep three, if you got your hands down, he's normally going to take it. Just tonight, he's not knocking them down. 1 3-pointer, 5 points so far for Colton Copas.
Here's a three-pointer from Jimmy Burchett. It's good. Jimmy Burchett for three. Clay County takes an 11-point lead here with 2:46 left in the second quarter. Red Bull and Springs needs a timeout. 23-12, Clay County.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Red Bull and Springs in possession here in the second quarter, 2:36 left. Birdwell on the right wing passes to the top of the elbow to Copas, back over to Birdwell in the right corner to Copas, around to Thompson. Thompson to Hackney. Hackney drives the baseline. He's fouled, and it's good.
Tough call right there. John Hamilton with the arm straight up. I guess they got him with the body, didn't he, Coach?
I don't know, but
nice drive by Hackney, though.
I think Coach Edwards won't know where he got him at, I think.
Chris Hackney with a good move. He'll miss the free throw, though. Rebounded by Bryce Bailey of Clay County. He gives to Nate Adams. We got 2:18 left here in the second quarter. Adams brings it across the timeline, hands off to Burchett on the left wing. Pass across to the left, actually, to Bailey. Bailey to Adams. Adams back to Burchett. He dribbles to the left wing. Arms wants it in the post. He's got Copas pinned. Adams gives it to him. He makes the spin move.
That should have been number three.
The
right
shot
there.
Was no good. I thought there could have been a call
third,
on
could
that
have been
play.
His third one right there.
Copas made a good defensive play. Thompson brings it up court. He's going to go all the way to the goal, kind of out of control. And he's going to get bailed out by the zebra.
Yeah, two tough ones right there on both ends for Clay County. His arms supposedly shot an air ball from about point blank. That doesn't happen.
No, Red Bull Springs inbounds.
Blocked by Burchett.
Chris Hackney tried to make a move there, but Jimmy Burchett had other plans for that ball, sent it out of bounds.
I guess we could say he skied up and knocked it away.
What a play. Jimmy Burgess showing off the vertical leap on that one.
Red Bulls brings inbounds again, throws it deep to Copas. He's out top. Arms is right there with him. He hands it off to Hackney. Minute 30 left here in the second quarter. Hackney makes another move on Burchett. I don't know why he's trying to go at Burchett. Burchett takes a charge from Copas. What a defensive play. That whole series right there by Jimmy Burchett.
That's his third foul.
Yeah, gets the rejection, then draws the charge to get possession back. It's a 9-point ball game. Clay County still ahead 23-14.
9-point lead for Clay. Brings it up court. Bailey over to Arns, who's got it isolated on the right side. Makes a spin move on Link. It's no good. Rebound. John Hamilton passes it out to Burchett. Burchett makes a move to the goal. It's blocked. Chris Hackney blocked it, but it's a foul call.
I think he called a jump ball.
Jump ball. Tie ball. Somehow in midair, and Red Bull has got possession again.
Excuse me. Red Bull is going to bring it back the other way. Less than a minute left here in this first half. Riley Thompson dribbles to the right side. Passes back to the left of Birdwell. Birdwell over to Hackney. Hackney to the elbow to Link. Link off to Birdwell. To Hackney. Makes a dribble move on Burchett. Hamilton takes over some defense. Over to Thompson. John Hamilton. And Link kicks it back out to Thompson. They're going to reset their offense here with 27 seconds left. Thompson makes it. I was wrong. He dribbles it in, makes a shot. It's no good. Rebounded by Clay County. Who loses possession back to Red Bull and Screens. Copas is going to take a three from the top of the key. It's good. The kind of a wild possession there ends up in a three-point play for Red Bull and Springs. Edwards wants the last shot. 4 seconds left. Burchett passes to Bailey. Bailey for three. His three-pointer is no good. At the end of the first half, Clay County leads 23-17.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better.
If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County leads Red Bowling Springs 23-17 here at the break in the District 7A Boys Semifinals at Jackson County High School. And it's time for Gone Country Cafe to serve up your first half breakdown. Clay County got off to a fast start. They led 13-5 at the end of the first quarter behind 9 first quarter points from the District 7A MVP, Keaton Arms. Bryce Bailey added 4 in that quarter. But then Red Bull and Spring kind of fought back, and they outscored Clay County 12-10 in the second stanza to cut the margin 2-6 at 23-17 here at the break. For Red Bull and Springs, they're being led by Colton Copas, first-team All-District, one of the best two players in this league. He has 8 points. Aubrey Link has 4, Riley Thompson 3, and Chris Hackney 2 for Red Bull and Springs. For Clay County, Wyatt Browning off the bench had a 3 in the second quarter. Jimmy Burchett has 5. Bryce Bailey has 4 points in the paint. And Keaton Arms with 11 here at halftime. Again, Clay County leads 23-17 in the District 7A tournament semifinals here at halftime. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina, serving country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, lunch till 2 p.m., and catfish on Friday nights. Have you gone country lately?
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Clay County leads Red Bull and Springs 23-17 here in the District 7A semifinals. This time for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Braden, who invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Listeners, please text your answers to the HSN hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. So here is tonight's Subway Trivia Challenge question. After winning three straight conference titles in 2004, 05, and 06, Coach Edwards and the Dogs had a two-year drought before winning the district again in 2009. To get to the title game, Clay County beat Monterey 42-27 in the semifinals, a round just like tonight. What Bulldog player recorded 11 rebounds during that 2009 district semifinal win over Monterey? Again, in 2009, what Bulldog player recorded 11 rebounds in the district semifinal win over Monterey? We have an answer.
We have a correct answer.
We do. It doesn't count.
It's illegal.
We have the man that formulated the question, Mr. Daniel Strong, listening into the broadcast, has the correct answer. Unfortunately, he's ineligible.
Yep. Can't allow that one. So text in your answers, folks.
And we have a winner, a back-to-back winner. Bulldog fan, historian, Sam Daniels. He won last night. He was going to win two in a row. It was Sean Garrett in 2009. A great Bulldog at his time. Had 11 rebounds in that district championship win. So we'll get to save a stamp. And we'll just send two at a time to Sam. You'll get your free certificate and your HSN sticker courtesy of Subway and local owners Melissa and Greg Brandon, who so much artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. About to get underway again here, John.
Yes, sir. This second half is about to start. Clay County will have the ball. Daniel trying to slide one in on us there.
He did. Glad he's listening here tonight. It's been a good one so far. Clay County's kind of dominated from the start, though, Coach Watson.
Right, but we're only up by three possessions, guys.
That's true, but been dominant throughout.
23-17 the score here to start the second half. Burchett passes to Bryce Bailey on the left side. Back across to the right to Keaton Arns. He'll make a dribble move. He's got Aubrey Link guarding. Dribbles in. Strong move to the goal. No good. Rebound by Link. Red Bull and Springs will bring it back up the court with Thompson. Thompson over to Copas. Hackney brings it back around. Hands off to Thompson. Bird will make the move. Gets free. Takes a shot. No good. Rebound. John Hamilton, Clay County. Hamilton hands it to his teammate, Burchett. Jimmy Burchett brings the ball up court. Looks over to Coach Edwards for any instructions. Bryce Bailey comes to the top to take the ball, passes to the elbow to Arms. Arms over to Kerr on the left wing. We're going to have a foul call underneath where Bryce Bailey was trying to set up.
Yeah, I think that was against Joseph Bertle this time, number four for Red Bull and Springs again. We see some adjustments from Red Bull in halftime. Move Bertle over on Bailey, and which leaves Thompson in a switch now on Arms.
Arms takes the shots, no good. Tap back up by Kerr, no good. Rebound by Red Bull and Link. Link over to Copas and brings it up across the timeline. Copas over to the right side, back to Copas. Hands off to Hackney. Hackney makes a dribble move to the middle. No good. Shot affected by Keaton Arms. Bryce Bailey will bring it back up for Clay. Over to Burchett. Burchett's Arms at the left wing. He passes to the left elbow to Kerr. Kerr over to Arms and over to Burchett. Arms will take it again at the top of the key. Burchett around the curve to the left. Bryce Bailey slashes to the goal. Makes a spin move, no good on the shot. Rebound Red Bowling, but then kind of knocked away. So Clay will maintain possession on this end.
Yeah, you got to give Red Bowling credit. They're playing pretty good defense in the half court, aren't they, Coach?
Right. It's not us doing things. It's
Arms pins Link to get the inbound pass. Excuse me, Coach. I'm sorry. The action caught my attention. Arms had his man pinned down. He took the shot. No good, but he's going to get fouled and go to the line. Coach, sorry for the interruption.
Oh, no. Don't ever be sorry for interrupting me.
Arns takes his first free throw. It's good. He pinned his man deep under the goal. Link was there, fouled him. Second shot's up. It's good. So Arms, two good free throws. Red Bowling Springs will bring the ball back up. 6 minutes left here. 25-17, Clay County.
First points of this second half, 2 minutes into the quarter.
Thompson passes over to Birdwell, takes a three-pointer. No good. Rebound, Bryce Bailey. Bailey brings it back up. Over to Kerr, the right wing. Makes a dribble move. Back to Bailey. Bailey over to the left to Burchett. Hamilton had his man pinned deep. Burchett tried to get the entry pass, but it was kicked away right there by Chris Hackney at Red Bull. It'll still be Clay County's basketball on the baseline.
You see the matchup of John Hamilton and Chris Hackney on this end as Hackney tries to defend the longer Hamilton.
Kerr gets it into Hamilton, who faces up with Colton Copas, but passes it back out to Bailey. Bailey passes it over to Burchett, sets up the right side of the Kerr. Kerr to Arms on the elbow, makes a move to the middle.
Good
it's
foul.
Good. Another two for Arms. Clay County leads 27-17, double-digit lead here. Red Bowling Springs brings it back the other way. They're shooting to the goal to our left. Pass over to Birdwell on the right side, who gets it down to Copas in the short corner. He passes it back out to Aubrey Link. The top of the key takes a three-pointer. No good. The big man took his turn out. It's no good. Rebounded by Clay County. Burchett brings it up. Hands it off to Bailey. Back to Burchett. Burchett dribbles right. Hamilton's trying to pin his man. Copas there, but back to the top of the key to Kerr. Kerr makes a move on Birdwell. Gets deep, but loses the ball, then takes a jump shot.
Good
and makes
turnaround it. Jumper.
Kerr kind of lost the ball there, but he made the shot.
That's called bailing yourself out.
He bailed himself out. 29-17, 4:50 left here in the third quarter.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Holman's Dock Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-44. 445. Dale Hall One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the District 7A Boys Semifinals. Clay County's opened up this second half with a 6-0 run. They're up by 12 now, John.
29-17, 4:40 left in the third. Red Bull Springs with possession. Birdwell over to Thompson. Thompson to Link. Back to Birdwell. To the corner to Hackney, gets in the left corner. He's fouled there by Burchett. They'll keep the possession.
Didn't get squared around good.
Hackney inbounds for Burchett to Copas. Back to Hackney. Dribbles to the middle. Passes to Birdwell. Birdwell over to Thompson. Thompson back out to Birdwell. Makes a dribble move toward the baseline. Picks up his dribble. Passes out top to Copas. He's got Arms guarding him. Makes a move to the elbow. Spin move.
Turned him back.
Back out to Birdwell. The three-pointer's no good. Rebounded by Alec Kerr. Actually, he never actually gathered the rebound. He was fouled there, I believe, by Copas. Yep.
Guys, I have to talk about not only his scoring, he's leading this game.
Foul trouble.
He's leading this game with 15 points, but the defense of Keaton Arms on Colton Copas has really been impressive. Copas doesn't want anything of him in the post. He tries to bring him outside and cross him up, but he's still not having any luck, is he, Coach Watson?
Clay County's going to maintain possession here. Red Bull and Springs subs in Brenton Kyle.
Nice drive.
He tried to defend Kerr, made a move to the basket on the left, and makes the layup. Two more for Clay County, 31-17. Red Bull and quickly back up the court. Arms again with a hustle play, trying to save it, but it's out of bounds on Clay. Quickly inbounded by Red Bull and Springs.
Different look from Clay County on that last possession. Coach Evers ISO-ing Alec Kerr out top. We saw what he can do off the bounce.
Copas hands to Thompson, who makes a move to the middle and then kicks out to Brenton Kyle, who takes the three-pointer and makes it. So a good three-pointer by the new sub that's come in for Red Bull Springs. Makes the score 31-20.
Yeah, huge shot right there for Red Bull Springs. This one was getting away from him, and it's still headed that way as Alec Kerr
good
makes it his
by Kerr.
Sixth straight point from Alec Kerr.
As you mentioned, he's taking advantage of that matchup. Red Bull Springs brings it back up the court. Hand again to that sub. Kyle misses the three-pointer this time. Rebound by Burchett, I believe.
Yeah, you see Alec Kerr, no chance for Kyle here to guard him.
Kerr again with the ball, hands to Burchett. Over to Kerr on the right side. Passes into Hamilton down low. He's got him pinned deep. Off the backboard, no good.
Don't foul, John.
Rebound by Red Bull, and Hamilton trying to get the offensive rebound. It's going to be called for the foul here. So John Hamilton to pick up a foul for Clay County. Red Bull Springs.
The mass substitution here for Clay County is Hamilton, Kerr, and Jimmy Burchett. Sit down, John. Who we got taking their place?
Lance Burchett, Nate Adams, and Wyatt Browning have entered the ball game for Clay County with 2:30 left here in the third quarter. 33-20, Clay leads. Colton Copas makes a dribble move on Arms. Pretty good move. Arms had to kind of grab him on the way by.
Yeah.
He'll be called for the foul.
We talked about his defense, just his second foul here. 2 minutes left here in the third quarter, so that's good, clean defense.
Red Bull Springs has possession here. 2 minutes and 15 seconds left in the third quarter. Clay County up 33-20. Copas will take another long three-pointer.
Way
and miss everything except the bottom of the backboard. Rebounded by Clay County. Lance Burchett brings it back up court. Checks in with Coach Edwards to get some instruction. Makes a move of his own. Hands off to Nate Adams, who will make a move to the goal. Shoot the short jumper. It's no good. Rebounded by Red Bull Springs. Chris Hackney brings it back. Middle of the court. Makes a move on Adams. Kicks it out to Kyle. Kyle hand off to Copas. Back to Link. Another three-pointer.
Good on
Aubrey
that
Link
one.
Is good for three. Red Bull Springs draws within 10 points.
Looks like he tweaked his ankle or knee, one or the other.
33-23, Clay County leads. Minute 27 left in the third quarter. Clay sets up their offense. Bailey passes to Arms. Takes it up. Link blocks his shot.
But he recovered pretty quick. Nice block.
That's a great job by Link right there. Block it from behind. Arms thought he had to step, and Link catches him from behind.
I can see Link wincing in pain. As Coach mentioned, he's kind of may have an injury, he's limping a bit. Clay County's going to inbound the ball low to Arms here and make a move. Short shot is no good. Red Bull and Springs back the other way. Chris Hackney gets to Link, thinks about the three-pointer, decides against it, hands off to Copas. Copas checks in with his coach. Hackney will set up the offense at the top, hand to Link at the right elbow, back out to Copas, over to the left wing. Hackney will have it and give it back to Link for another three-pointer. No good. Rebound, Nate Adams. 44 seconds left here in the third period. Adams will walk it up the court. 23-33. Clay leads by 10.
Coach Edwards trying to slow this one down a little bit. I thought they kind of rushed the last shot on the last Bulldog possession. I think he thought so, too. Going to keep it for the last shot here. Coach, who do you like on this last possession right here? And what matchup do you like?
We can get the ball to Keaton anywhere in any good position to score.
Time taken down under 15 seconds. Keaton looks like he may be setting up. He's going to give Adams a screen. Ooh. Chris Hackney was playing really good defense on Adams there. About poked the ball away, but he was called for the foul.
Yeah, just to reach in there. 10 seconds left. Still a 10-point ball game. Clay County has a chance to extend headed into the fourth quarter here. Let's see what they're going to do. That was going to be the high ball screen with Adams. I mean, Adams and Arms on the last possession. And we're going to have another foul, John.
Yeah.
Foul on Bailey.
This is an illegal screen. They're trying to set a screen, look like. So Red Bull will take over possession. They try to roll the ball in, but there's Lance Burchett stopping that.
And another foul.
Lance Burchett playing aggressive defense here. Just a few seconds left in the third.
Yeah, 4 seconds left, and we've talked about it. There's a little chippiness going on in this ball game. It's physical right now.
There's nothing out of range yet. I mean, it's still within distance.
Chris Hackney has made a three-pointer here at the very end of the third quarter. It's going to draw Red Bowling Springs closer to this lead. Clay County still leads 33-26, end of the third.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Gainesboro for the District 7A boys semifinal, where Clay County leads Red Bowling Springs 33-26. They're up 7 with 8 minutes left in the game. And here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply. Clay County did outscore Red Bowling Springs 10-9 in a pretty even quarter to go up by 7. Keaton Arms has 15, Alec Kerr 4, Bryce Bailey 4, Jimmy Burchett 5, and Wyatt Browning 3 for Clay County. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Stop in to see all they have to offer across from the post office. Hit Salina today, John.
Red Bowling Springs will have the first possession in the fourth quarter. Link takes the ball, makes a spin move. Hamilton guarding there, but he makes...
He's on fire right now.
Aubrey Link playing really well. He'll have two more for Red Bowling Springs, who has grown within 5 points, 33-28. Early in the fourth quarter, Clay County brings the ball up court.
Go back to the third, John. They're on an 8-0 run.
Josh Bailey had the ball in the post and made a move, and they're calling the offensive foul on him. Bailey's got 3 fouls. That call could have went either way.
Yeah, after Clay County went up by as many as 14 in the third, it's a 5-point ball game, John. 33-28. Black and gold Bulldogs. But Clay County, this is when they normally settle down. 7 minutes to go. Their experience should show through here and put this one away down the stretch. And it starts on the defensive end.
Nice controlled defense right there. I've heard Coach Edwards telling the players earlier, just stay in front of them, play good defense. And in that case, they have the turnover and they'll have possession now. Burchett will bring it up court. 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Clay County leads 33-28. Burchett dribbles right, passes to Arms on the baseline. His jump shot, no good. Rebound by Kyle. Hamilton stuck his hands in there to grab it. Jump ball. Possession will go to Clay County. They'll have it underneath the goal at the baseline.
You know, and this switch that Red Bowling Springs made, putting Aubrey Link over on Arms, has kind of worked for him. You know, he just had 4 points in the third quarter. In the fourth, though, he's getting off to a good start.
Good ball move.
Arms inbounded to Burchett, who handed back to Arms and made a move to the middle for 2. Clay County 35, Red Bowling Springs 28.
Coach coming out with some pressure here. Jimmy Burchett a little over-anxious, though, going to pick up the foul. One more, Red Bowling Springs will be in the bonus. No, with this one, they're in the bonus.
It'll be 1-1 here after the foul. Burchett thought he could get there before the ball, but they kind of got there at the same time.
Hackney going to the line.
Chris Hackney will have 2 shots. Clay County. Hackney's first shot's good.
Just the second free throw for Red Bowling Springs tonight. They're 1-2 so far. This has been a pretty clean ball game. Clay County's only shot about 5.
Make it 2 of 3. Hackney makes the second one. It's 35-30. 6.5 minutes left to go. Burchett brings ball up for Clay. Hands to Kerr, makes a dribble move to the middle. He's fouled in the middle of the paint by Kyle. They're going to say it was on the floor, Thomas.
Yeah, that's what they're calling a pump fake. by Kerr, and then he went back up with it. Coach Edwards disagrees, too. Should have been a shooting foul.
It will be Clay County possession. Screen by Hamilton. Gets him position. He'll get the inbound pass. Try to go up for the shot, but get fouled.
Nice.
This one will get in 2 free throws.
Yeah, well, nice strength by Hamilton right there. See if he can make some free throws in a big moment. 6 minutes to go. 5-point ball game. Clay County up 35-30.
Big battles in the paint in this game.
Oh, rolls it in.
John Hamilton, Keaton Arms, Colton Copas, Aubrey Link, those are all big players.
Yeah, and it's been fun to watch down there, for sure.
John Hamilton's second free throw is good. 37-30 is the Clay County lead. 6:17 to go in the fourth quarter.
Those are big free
Nate
throws.
Adams will replace John Hamilton. On the court for Clay is Adams, Keaton Arms, Alec Kerr, Jimmy Burchett, and Bryce Bailey. Red Bull and Springs brings the ball up the court. Colton Copas makes a move. Goes to the goal and gets it blocked. Nate Adams with a rebound. Brings it back for Clay. Who made that?
Bryce play? Bailey with the rejection, much like we saw Link do Arms earlier.
Burchett passes to the right corner to Kerr. Arms has his man pinned. Link resets. Arms. The ball's passed to Kerr, makes a move to the middle. And it has his shot blocked cleanly. I don't know. But it's saved back in bounds to Bailey, who kicks it over to Adams for three.
Nate Adams for three, big ones.
No, like you say, no hesitation, Coach Watson. Adams doesn't care to pull the trigger, does he?
I mean, he's shooter mentality. He ain't never seen a shot he doesn't like.
40-30, Clay County, 5 minutes, 20 seconds left. Hackney makes a dribble move to the middle. I think most of the crowd thought he traveled, but he threw the shot up, and it was good for two. 40-32, Clay County has an 8-point lead, brings it back the other way. Bryce Bailey got it deep in the corner. Over to Adams. Brings it around the other way to Burchett, who checks with Coach Edwards up on his feet, delivering instructions.
And Coach Edwards may be telling his team to be a little more deliberate here as we tick down under 5 minutes.
Adams trying to take advantage of his matchup. He's going to be called for a foul after the rebound by
Coach Edwards wanting a foul on the shot before, not the rebound. Coach Edwards has been pretty demonstrative here on the sideline. This is not a crew we've seen before. District tournaments, they bring in different crews, don't they, Coach?
Yeah.
He's not been happy with them.
So with 4:42, Red Bone Springs is going to walk to the free throw line. Riley Thompson will have 1-1. He'll miss the first one. I thought that was poked out by them, but they're going to have possession. Apparently, a Clay County player knocked it out of bounds on the rebound attempt. Red Bone Springs. Copas set to inbound the pass under the baseline. Gets it in to Thompson. Thompson makes a move to the middle. Back over to Hackney. Hackney to the elbow, to the post. A spin move. The shot's good.
Finally rolled in.
Chris Hackney adds 2 to the Red Bull and Springs total, which is 34. Clay County has 40. A 6-point lead with 4:20 left here in the fourth quarter. Bryce Bailey makes a move to the goal, and his short jumper's good.
Yeah.
Clay
good
County 42, Red Bull in 34. Back the other way is Hackney, makes a spin move, puts the shot up, and it's blocked out of bounds. But Clay County has possession. It's going to be a timeout. Red Bull and Springs, we got 4 minutes and 5 seconds left to decide this one. Clay County 42, Red Bull and Springs 34.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Jackson County High School. This is District 7A Boys Semifinals. Clay County leads by 8. They're up 42-34. 4:05 left in this one, and it's crunch time, guys.
Yes, it is. We just got to, play some good patient ball and get good shots each time down the floor.
Just like that.
Kerr grabs it deep on Kyle and passes off to Bailey, who gets it blocked. Redbone Springs will bring it back the other way.
Three.
I've seen one of those in a long time.
I need a 3-second call on Aubrey Link, all because of the outside defense of Alec Kerr on the ball and the defense in the post of the District 7A MVP, Keaton Arms. Great job.
Clay County brings it back the other way, leading 42-34 with 3.5 minutes left here. Jimmy Burchett makes a move, hands to Bailey. Bailey dribbles over back to the middle, hands to Nate Adams, to Burchett, to Alec Kerr. Great ball handlers these seniors are.
Yeah, see, Coach Evers trying to take the air out of this one just a little bit. Because we tick down towards 3 minutes now.
Back to Burchett, the top of the key. Kerr will handle it. To the goal, hands to Arms. And one. It's good. Keaton Arms went up strong, got fouled by Aubrey Link, and he'll go to the line for an extra.
And what about the look from Alec Kerr? He got the step, got the lane, they collapsed on him. The no-look pass with the left hand to find Arms underneath. And you know he's going to finish it, John.
Perfectly described, brother. Keaton Arms to the line for the extra one. It's good. So the old-fashioned three-point play puts Clay County up. 45-34, 3:03 left in the fourth. Timeout. Red Bull and Springs.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Welcome back to Jackson County High School, District 7A Boys Semifinals. Clay County jumped out to a double-digit lead. They're up 11, and it came from your District 7A MVP, Keaton Arms, with the and-one.
Arms doing it all for Clay County. Bryce Bailey sets up to take a defensive charge there.
Great job.
The bowling crowd disagrees.
It's not just been about the offense. It's about the defense. Head coach Andrew Mullikins does not like the call. We're going to see Copas go to the bench here. Not sure how many fouls he's got. Did he foul out?
Yeah, he's been playing before since.
Copas has fouled out. Scoreless here in the second half. No points for Colton Copas.
Nearly three quarters with that foul.
Clay County brings the ball up court. 2:45 to go in the fourth. Leading 45-34. Pass to Bailey in the middle. Out to Kerr on the wing. Down low to Arms. Back out top to Burchett. I can't even keep up with the passing. Actually, that one was errant and thrown away. Taken to the other end by Red Bull and Spring. Thompson missed the layup, but it was put back in by his partner Hackney. 36-45. Red Bull has put a press on Clay, who's thrown it deep to Arms. He's got two. Keaton Arms adds two more to his total. 47-36, Clay County leads. 2 minutes left in this game. Hackney makes a move to the goal. Gets the man up in the air.
Through the foul.
And he'll be fouled.
Hackney having a big fourth quarter. He's got 8 as he goes to the line here, John, in the fourth quarter. Into double figures with 10. But it's all about Keaton Arms. Keaton Arms, 22 points so far in this ball game.
It seems Hackney has kind of taken over since Copas.
Copas, 8 points in this game. The defense of Clay County to shut down a player like Colton Copas is just unbelievable.
The pace of the game is limited to the number of shots he's got.
Hackney misses the free throw, rebounded by Bailey. Nate Adams throws it away. Red Bull will have it back the other way. The press has been pretty effective against Clay County. Red Bull is going to take a three-pointer from out top from Kyle. No good. Rebound Adams. Bird will slaps at the rebound, but He slaps at Adams again, but no call. Arms back to Adams. Hands it back to Arms, who almost throws it away. Lance Burchett gathers the ball. Red Bowling still putting pressure on him. Coach Edwards needs a timeout. Minute 25 left in the fourth. Clay County needs to talk about it. Up 47-37. Come back.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Clay County inbounds with 1:22 left in the fourth. Burchett up to Adams. Gives it to Arms. Clay County passes it around. Red Bull and with some intensity trying to put pressure on to get a turnover, but they're going to be called for the foul.
Going to get a technical.
Jimmy Burchett was fouled.
Technical foul on Joseph Bertle.
That's what I thought.
Didn't like the call that the referee made. So we're going to see Burchett, Jimmy, step to the line to shoot the 1-1 first, John, and then we'll see the technical shots.
He made the first one to get the second attempt. One and the bonus. Jimmy Burchett's second one is good.
I think you'll see Keaton Arms taking the technical if I was guessing.
Alec Kerr comes back in the game for Clay County, replacing Lance Burchett. Keaton Arms will take the technical free throw. There's 1 minute, 9 seconds left here in the whole game. 49-37, Clay County leads. Arms' first technical free throw is good. He'll have another one. Also good. 1 minute, 9 seconds left. Clay ahead, 51-37. They will have possession, as Coach mentioned. Arms is set to inbound. Almost. It is stolen by Red Bowling, who puts it up. Hackney's got two more. Clay County inbounds the ball. Red Bowling with the press. Jimmy Burchett, in the middle of the floor, passes up to Bailey. Bailey back to Adams. Red Bowling still looking to get that steal. Down to Arms down low. Back out top to Adams.
Well, Jay under Adams. A minute now. Still a 12-point lead for Clay County. 42 seconds to go, John.
Clay County just passing the ball around, trying to kill time. But Arms finds an opening under the goal, and he'll have two more. 30 seconds left. Clay County's up 53-39. Red Bowling springs back the other way. The big man Arms with two more.
Yeah, he's up to 26 tonight. He's really proved he's the best player in this league.
Riley Thompson drives the goal, scores two more for Red Bowling. Clay County inbounds. Long pass from Burchett to Adams, over to Kerr, down to Keaton Arms. 7 seconds, 5-4, 53-41 the score. Red Bowling, they were poking so much they had to make the call.
Yeah, and that's Thompson and Bailey. It started in the first quarter. It's going to continue till there's 0.5 seconds left in this one. We talked about the rivalry. Coach, this has become a pretty good one. Even though Clay County's dominated, this is a 14th straight win over Red Bull Springs.
Yes, it is. No, it's just we've adapted to this game tonight. I mean,
Bryce Bailey's free throw will fall. The second one was off. And the time expires here. Clay County victorious here in Jackson County in the District 7A semifinal game versus Red Bone Springs by a score of 54-41. Keaton Arms with a big game.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Wheaton, the announcement of the TDS top performer by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Cost a bit of wisdom. Welcome to the Farm Bureau postgame show. We just witnessed Clay County move to 23-3 after defeating Red Bone Springs 54-41 in the District 7A tournament semifinals. And guys, it's time for the Bulldog wrap up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Much like we expected, this is a good ball game, Coach. Clay County started off hot, jumped out to a 13-5 lead, and then they only led by 6. At halftime, and then kind of took control. They started the fourth quarter up by 5, and then stretched it out to a dozen. Ended up winning pretty big in this one. And, you know, it was about the experience of these seniors for Clay County.
Yes, it was. And they handled this ball game real well tonight, because I know Red Bowling threw a lot at them tonight. And Red Bowling had a pretty good little full-court press. And
They did
bother us a few times. But even after they got the ball, we were able to get back on defense and prevent them from scoring off of the turnovers we made. And I think that may have been a big difference in this game, because they didn't score very many off of turnovers.
Well, I held them to 41 points overall. And you're right. To me, the key to this one, John, was the defense. We see Colton Kopas, who many consider the best player in this league individually. I think that was proven wrong here tonight. But he just 8 points tonight, all coming in the first half. And that was the defensive game plan of Coach Rob Edwards, and that was the execution of this Bulldog team, wasn't it?
Yeah. Keaton Arms in particular played a really good defensive game, I thought. His hands were were bothering Copas to where he just never felt comfortable. He took some long three-pointers, but that was about the only shots he got.
Yeah.
You know, Keaton pushed him out deep and was willing to let him take those shots, and he missed a few. And he bothered him enough to where I felt like he never got comfortable in the game.
Right. Coach, just a battle of two really good players, and Keaton Arms definitely won that battle tonight, didn't he?
Absolutely. And Keaton had a great night tonight all around. He made some good passes. He played great defense. Did a good job, as you said, on Copas. He didn't give Copas any lane to get to the basket and kind of bothered him on everything he did when he was on him. But then again, we did swap up on him a few times and give Keaton a little break and let him come down and play some post defense. But, you know, Red Bullen didn't get very many points in the paint tonight.
They did not.
They didn't. Their center, he backed out and he probably got more than half of his points off of a three-point shot.
Link took two or three three-pointers. So I don't know if that's common or not. But
He did. And he can shoot the ball pretty well outside. But and then you got to talk about the supporting cast of Clay County. You know, you may not see it when the game's over in the stats, but you may see somebody with 6 or 7 points or 4 points, but they're so timely, Coach.
Right.
They come in huge moments in these games, and they come from every player on the bench or the other four starters, too. Have you ever seen a more balanced type team than Clay County is?
No, I mean, you never know where it's going to come from. And I think probably one of the big shots of the night was when Adams hit the three-pointer down here in the first half.
Yeah, it was a big
kind
shot.
Of a slump. And he came down like that without a conscience at all and fired up a three-pointer.
Extended the lead right there at that point. And
it kind of turned the game around there for a little bit.
Yeah, it was. For Red Bull and Springs, the only player in double figures was Chris Hackney. He had 13, just had two going into the fourth quarter, scored a dozen in the fourth to lead for Red Bull and Springs. Britton Kyle came in and made a three-pointer. Riley Thompson had 5. Aubrey Link, 9 points. I thought he had a pretty solid game, and we talked about it. The story of the game, Colton Copas held to 8 points. I'd probably a season low if I was guessing. He had 18 and 17, respectively, against us in the prior game, just 8 points tonight.
But, and you know, looking at the game, you know, the physicalness of our players versus theirs, you know, I guess Hackney and Copas were, you know, decent-sized high school players, but the other three players, you know, they were rather small, and they had a tough time really getting much of anything going against our defense.
For Clay County, Nate Adams, you talked about that big bucket, just 3 points, but it came in a huge time. Wyatt Browning, just 3 points, but they came at a big time.
He was one that came in and helped play defense.
He
like
was.
Said.
John Hamilton, just 2 points tonight. But, you know, the way he affects the lane and the game defensively is just unreal. Jimmy Burchett made a big three in that second quarter, finished with 7. Bryce Bailey started off really good, ended up with 7 points. Alec Kerr, 6 points tonight, all coming consecutively in the third quarter. So that's what I'm talking about. All these guys make plays when we need them most. And then Keaton Arms, 26 points. I can't keep up with rebounds. Probably close to a double-double if I was guessing.
If he didn't have 10 rebounds, I'd be surprised.
I'd be surprised, too. And let's flow right into tonight's TDS Top Performer, brought to you by TDS. Only one guy to consider for this one tonight, Keaton Arms. Talk about Keaton a little bit, Coach Watson.
Yes,
what about his game that's made him the District 7A MVP?
I guess the smoothest that he has. You know, he's always been a big, strong, physical player. But I think he fools a lot of people how smooth a basketball player he is, and the timing he has on some of the moves he makes. You know, that's one of the things that really looks good.
And his hands on defense play a big role tonight, which I think is a part of what you're talking about, Coach, is how he's just in control of himself, smooth, you know, never rattled or worried like I thought. Never has.
You know, I interviewed these coaches about the MVPs. Coach Evers talked about just the multiplicity of things Keaton can do. He can catch it in the post. He can score with his back to the basket. He can pull out, make the mid-range jumper. He can make a three-pointer. He won't take as many. Coach Evers said he's trying to get him to shoot it some, but he doesn't really want to shoot it. And he can play defense out in the floor or in the post. So, for a guy his size, that's what amazes me about Keaton Arms.
And one of the things I have really noticed, the big difference in him this year, and especially this last half of the season, is sir, he's not making those silly fouls anymore.
That's true.
He's getting his hands back, and
he's had foul trouble. In the game.
Right. He's had trouble, you know. It was throughout a lot of his career where he'd pick up three or four fouls real early or a couple of fouls in the first quarter a lot of times. And, you know, he's gotten away from that, and that allowed him to stay in the game.
And I've heard Coach Sims say, Coach Watson, you got to step your game up when it comes tournament time. Keaton Arms is doing that. If he keeps playing like this, Clay County's going to be making a deep run, aren't they?
Well, yes, it is. You know, and there's a lot of things, you know, with scheduling teams you play and things like that, and where you can get a spot where you can take a little break right before tournament time and then come back and have some opponents and kind of get back and play and shape. Because high school players especially, they get leg weary this time of the year, and they don't know that they're about a half a step slower than they were when they hit the floor in the fall. And you got to give them time to, you know, let those muscles come back a little bit. And I think we've done that this year, and we're kind of hitting tournament peak.
We were talking with Coach Edwards before the game, and he mentioned them getting to take a break. You know, it's been 8 days since they played a game. He said he gave them a whole day off last week, or this week, Thursday, he said, to try to get back to fresh, make sure you're ready for a deep run in the playoffs. So, Edwards...
A lot of that depends on your player personnel. You know, there have been years ago when I coached, we would take off an entire week at Christmas. And I'd say, guys, go home and don't come down here and play. Don't stay away from basketball. Then other times, we played a good, tough, competitive tournament during Christmas because, you know, that's what that team needed. And that's one thing, you know, you kind of got to know when to do that and when not to do it.
And that's what I was going to say is Coach Edwards knows how to get his team prepared and ready to go. Whether they need a break or whether they need to continue and stay in a rhythm, Coach knows.
Yeah. Of course, I told my players once when Neil Bartley was playing, I told them, I said, take the time off. Don't be around the gym. He went up and went motorcycle riding and missed two games.
Back to Keaton Arms. He's a nice TDS top performer. That's brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Guys, we've got Gordonsville, the number 2 seed. We've got Pickett County, the number 3 seed, out here in front of us getting ready to play this other District 7A boys semifinal. Clay County will face the winner of this contest 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday night. The loser will face Red Bowling Springs 6 p.m. the consolation game. Prior to that, we'll have the girls' District 7A championship on Monday night at 7:30 p.m. That'll be the next time we'll be on air. The next time we'll have Coach Watson here and Daniel back.
Thank
John,
goodness. Thank
I appreciate
goodness.
You stepping in his stead. You did a great job.
Thank you. I had fun.
I appreciate
tonight.
It. Coach Watson, good to have you as always. Again, Clay County winners 54-41. This is Thomas Weaver for Thomas Watson and John Weaver and Doug Strong for just a minute. We are wishing y'all a good night.
And I know.